Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about resource gathering, specifically in mobile gaming. So those of you who are mobile gamers out there, this is for you. We're going to be looking at the Beast Lord class.
Oh, yeah, Beast Lords.
Beast Lords, that's right. And our source material today is a YouTube video by a top player named Char. And the title is Late to Pre-Gather, hashtag Beast Lord.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah, it is very specific. And it is also very impressive because what Char is showing us is that even though they start late, they still manage to gather a ton of resources. So that's what we're going to be trying to glean from this. We're going to be unlocking Char's secrets to maximizing your gathering efficiency. And we're going to be talking about stuff like power level manipulation and some other stuff that I'm not even like fully grasping yet, but I'm sure you'll be able to explain.
Oh, yeah, I'll break it all down. We'll figure it out.
Cool. So why don't we just jump right into it?
Yeah.
So the video starts with Char already running behind, but instead of immediately jumping into gathering, what they do is they focus on completing their daily tasks.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what do you make of that? I mean, like, wouldn't you think that if you were already late, you'd want to just get right to the thing that you're late for?
Yeah, you would think so. But I think what they're doing is they're prioritizing the things that are going to set them up for success later on.
Right.
So even though it takes a little bit of extra time up front,
yeah,
it's going to pay off in the long run.
So you think it's almost like an investment. Like you're investing this time in doing these daily tasks that'll give you like bonuses or something that'll help you later.
Exactly. Yeah. Like laying the groundwork.
Yeah.
Getting everything in order before you start the main event.
Okay. That makes sense. I like that. Laying the groundwork. Okay. So then this is where things get really interesting. Char then switches their Mega Beast power level, which is essentially their gathering strength from 8 down to 1.
This actually increases the time that it takes to gather resources.
Okay.
So wouldn't that put them even further behind schedule?
Yeah. So at first glance, it definitely seems counterintuitive, right?
Right.
But like you have to remember the mechanics of the game. And so by slowing down the gathering process, Char is actually taking advantage of the way the game rewards players for longer gathering durations with more resources.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like, you know, instead of just going for the quick and easy wins, they're thinking long term. They're saying, okay, I'm going to take a little bit more time here, but in the end, they're going to get a much bigger payoff.
So are you saying that it's possible that the amount of time that you spend gathering is like directly proportional to the amount of resources that you get?
Yeah, it could be something like that. Or maybe there are certain thresholds that you have to hit in order to unlock certain bonuses.
Mm.
We don't know the specifics of the game mechanics, but clearly Char knows what they're doing.
Yeah, they're playing the long game here. Interesting. So next, they spend a significant amount of time searching for untouched resource nodes.
Okay.
So do you think this is just luck? Or do you think there's like a strategy behind it?
Oh, there's definitely strategy involved. Like, remember, this is a competitive game, right? Everyone's out there trying to gather the same resources.
Mm-hmm.
So finding a full untouched node is like striking gold. It means that you get to gather all of those resources for yourself without having to compete with other players.
That's a good point. It's like having your own private little stash. Like you don't have to worry about someone else coming in and taking what you've been working for. Okay, now prepare for this because Char then switches classes from Invader, which they use for the initial gathering, to Collector with a high power level once the main gathering event begins. So two classes, two power levels. Why really the switching?
Well, it's all about maximizing efficiency, right? Each class has its own strengths and weaknesses. So Char is basically using the right tool for the job at each stage of the gathering process.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the Invader class, with its longer gathering times, is perfect for that initial setup phase.
Right.
Where you're trying to, you know, get as many resources as possible while things are still relatively calm.
Hmm.
And then when the main event kicks off and the competition heats up, they switch to the Collector class, which is all about speed and efficiency, so they can quickly grab as many resources as possible before anyone else gets to them.
So is that basically, I mean, this is kind of like a two-part question. So first of all, is that basically saying that each class is good at something specific?
Yes.
And the second part is, are they essentially like double dipping on efficiency
mm-hmm.
by using each class at the specific point in the game where that class is most valuable?
Yeah, exactly. They're playing to each class's strengths at exactly the right time. It's like a well choreographed dance.
And then there are the raspberries. We see Char using these items to further enhance their gathering results. So what are those all about?
Ugh, the raspberries. They're basically like power-ups. They give you a temporary boost to your gathering speed or the amount you collect. Think of them as, an extra shot of espresso when you need to get things done.
Okay, so they're a valuable resource in and of themselves, and Chard is using them strategically to maximize their gains. But I guess the question is using them right away always the best approach?
That's a good question. It really depends on the situation. Sometimes it might be better to save those raspberries for a critical moment. When you really need that extra edge. It's all about timing.
Right, so you're saying sometimes maybe it's better to be a little bit more conservative with your resources.
Exactly. Sometimes it pays to be patient and wait for the right opportunity to strike.
This is blowing my mind. We've already seen Char making strategic decisions about their daily tasks, their power level, where they choose to gather, and even switching classes. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me too. And trust me, it gets even more interesting from here.
Stay tuned, folks. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
All right, so Char's got everything set up. They're ready to go.
Right, like they've laid the groundwork, they've got their classes figured out, their power levels, all that.
Yeah, they've got their raspberries ready to
Yep,
go.
raspberries, and then boom, their hive gets attacked.
Oh, no.
Talk about bad timing.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing that could happen in this game, right?
Yeah, because your hive is where you're storing all your resources.
Uh-huh.
So if your hive gets attacked, you could potentially lose everything.
Yeah, all that hard work, gone.
So what does Char do?
Well, first of all, they don't panic,
Okay, good.
which is, impressive, because I think a lot of people would just freak out in that
Yeah,
situation.
for sure.
But Char, they take a deep breath, they assess the situation, and they realize that they need to adjust their gathering time to account for this attack.
Okay, so they're adapting.
Exactly. They're not just giving up. They're not letting this setback derail them. They're like, okay, this is the new reality. I need to
Uh-oh.
adjust my plan, and I'm going to keep going.
I love that. It's like, life throws you curveballs
All
sometimes.
the time.
And it's not about, not getting hit by the curveball. It's about how you react to it.
Exactly. It's about that resilience, that adaptability.
And so, despite this attack, Char perseveres. And in the end, they achieve a pretty remarkable feat, gathering 9 shells. 9.
9 shells.
So, for those of us who aren't familiar with this game, can you break that down for us? Like, what are shells, and how impressive is it to get 9 of them?
Okay, so shells are basically the ultimate prize in this game. They're super rare, super valuable. You can use them to unlock like special upgrades and features, things that'll really give you an edge.
Okay.
Most players would be happy to get like 1 or 2 shells from a gathering run.
Right.
Char starts late, their hive gets attacked, and they still manage to get 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's pretty incredible. It really shows, what you can accomplish when you combine strategic planning with adaptability and just like pure grit.
It's like they turn this potential disaster into a massive win.
Exactly.
So as we're starting to wrap up here, what do you think are some of the biggest takeaways for our listeners? Like, what can they learn from Char's approach to resource gathering, even if they've never played this game? What are like the life lessons here?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's about prioritizing those foundational tasks. Like, even when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling pressed for time,
Right.
take the time to do those things that are going to set you up for success later on, like Char with their daily tasks. Sometimes those seemingly small things can make a huge difference in the long run.
Yeah, it's like, taking the time to sharpen your tools before you start chopping wood
Yeah.
or, making your bed in the morning.
Exactly.
It seems small, but it kind of sets the tone for the rest of your day.
Right. And then I think the other big takeaway is that sometimes it pays to play the long game. Sometimes slowing down, being strategic, can actually lead to bigger rewards in the end.
Like Char lowering their power level. Counterintuitive, but it worked.
Yeah. It's not always about speed. Sometimes it's about efficiency. And then I think the final takeaway, and this is maybe the most important one, it's about being adaptable and resilient. Like things are not always going to go according to plan.
Right. Life happens.
Yeah, curveballs, hive attacks, it's all going to happen. The key is to be able to roll with the punches, to adjust your approach, and to keep going even when things get tough.
It's funny because we're talking about this in the context of a game, but these are like actual life lessons.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this stuff applies to like anything, work, relationships, personal goals, you name it.
Like if more people thought about things strategically, kind of like Char, I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah, we could all use a little bit more of that long-term thinking, a little bit more adaptability, a little more resilience for sure.
So I guess, as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, Here's a question for all of you listening out there. Think about some of your own goals, your own aspirations, the things that you're working towards.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, where could you apply some of these principles, you know, the strategic planning, the resource management, the adaptability to achieve, you know, maybe greater success or to get over a hurdle that you've been struggling with?
Yeah, maybe there's a project you've been putting off because it just seems too daunting.
Right.
Could you break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks, like Shar did with those daily tasks?
Or maybe you're facing a challenge that just seems impossible to overcome.
Right.
Could you, like Shar with the power levels, find a way to, like, leverage the situation to your advantage, even if it means slowing down or taking a less conventional approach?
Exactly.
It's all about being mindful of your resources, understanding the systems that you're operating within, and being willing to, you know, adapt, to pivot, to change course when necessary.
And don't forget about persistence. You know, Char's determination to succeed, even when faced with that hype attack, that's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that, you know, we all have that capacity to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals if we're willing to put in the effort to stay focused and to adapt to the challenges that inevitably come our way.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the world of mobile gaming strategy. And hey, even if you're not a gamer, hopefully you've picked up some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life.
Absolutely.
Remember, knowledge is power, but applied knowledge, that's where the real magic happens.
That's the real game changer.
Until next time, keep on learning, keep on growing, and keep on leveling up.